p.m. CBS News. President Ford meets Saturday morning with Defense Secretary Schlesinger and Attorney General Saxby. The topic, what to do about amnesty for draft evaders and deserters. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A Pentagon report obtained by United Press International says that a substantial majority of Americans favor conditional amnesty for war resisters. The Pentagon will reportedly recommend that they reaffirm allegiance to the United States and work 18 months of alternate service. No details are available on the report and the recommendations from Attorney General Saxby. There are those who urge President Ford not to include the provisions of alternate service as a condition for amnesty, and also that there be no admission of guilt. A presidential spokesman says Mr. Ford will make his final decision known shortly. More CBS News after this.
Hi, this is Bob Barker. Laughter is one of the best things in life. But for many people, there is no laughter. There isn't even hope. I'm speaking of the disadvantaged children of the world. But you could help change all that. Save the Children Federation offers sponsorships of needy children in the United States and in many countries overseas. But they can only help these children with your help. For a modest sum, you can become a partner with SAVE in this vital enterprise. You can help a child in Appalachia stay in school. See that an American Indian child gets health services. Participate in the dramatic multi-approach program in countries overseas. Then there'll be laughter in these children's lives. They'll look to the future with hope. They'll live today in comfort. To find out how you can become a sponsor, write Save the Children Federation, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10017. That's Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10017.
U.S. Army deserter Ronald Anderson arrived back in Canada late Friday for a tearful reunion with his wife and friends just a few hundred yards from where he was seized on Canadian soil by U.S. Customs agents 6 days ago. Anderson was reunited with his wife, who leaped into his arms after he crossed the border. Other friends and well-wishers also met him at the Canadian immigration station in Douglas, British Columbia. Anderson was released after the Canadian government made a formal request to Washington and the Americans complied. At least 100 people were killed and possibly another 150 people injured when a West German-bound train jumped the rails and overturned near Zagreb, Yugoslavia, late Friday night. The train was en route from Athens, Greece, to Dortmund, West Germany. In Vienna, an Austrian railway spokesman says most of the casualties were caused by massive short-circuiting when falling electrical lines hit the overturned train cars. The train was believed to be carrying mainly foreign workers back to West Germany after vacations in Greece. The forest fire in the mountains surrounding Palm Springs, California, has now burned more than 17,000 acres and ruined almost $7 million worth of timber. But there is some good news from the firefighters.
The Savova Fire, which burned in the San Bernardino National Forest in Riverside County, is now 100% contained. We predict full control of the fire by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. The weather forecast for tomorrow is essentially the same as today, and we're reducing the size of the forces at this time on the fire.
Norm Silver, the California Division of Forestry. Authorities say the cost of fighting the fire is now over $1 million. Greece has told the United States and its other North Atlantic allies it will immediately reclaim sovereignty over all its territory, including 7 American military bases. The effect of the action, triggered by Greece's disappointment over NATO's failure to stop the Turkish invasion of Cyprus, is not immediately clear. The Greek government stopped short of formally saying American personnel must leave the bases. The White House acknowledges receipt of the letter from the Greek government, but did not clarify the status of the American bases. United Press International quotes diplomatic sources in Athens as saying Greece and the United States could conceivably work out a bilateral agreement for the continued presence of American bases in Greece outside the framework of NATO. More CBS News after this.
What do my tight shoulder muscles have to do with nerves?
Mrs. Burns, the correct term is simple nervous tension, and it can be both mental and physical.
Simple nervous tension can really hurt?
It's a medical fact, and for those times, there's Quiet World. Quiet World is one leading calmative tablet that contains a full dose of pain reliever for the physical stress, plus a gentle relaxant to help you feel less tense.
Then quiet world really works.
Right. On those occasions, quiet world reduces mental and physical tension for hours. Use only as directed.
This is Hank Aaron. Hitting home runs take work and determination. Babe Ruth knew that. So do I. Putting an end to children lung disease take work and determination, too. The National Cystic Fibrosis Research Foundation is working hard towards that goal. They're determined to get there. They want all kids to have enough breath to play baseball like me and the babe. It's a big job. They need help. Call your local cystic fibrosis chapter and volunteer.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a sharp drop in the rate at which Americans moved off the farms during the 1970s. The department reports the U.S. farm population declined only 0.8% a year during the 1970s, compared with almost a 5% decline in the 1960s. The Ford Motor Company has given its dealers permission to begin selling certain 1975 model cars, with price tags up as much as 18% over 1974 models. A spokesman says the average increase will be only 8%. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for a continued cooling trend with night and morning low cloudiness, but sunny afternoons through Sunday. Highs in the mid-70s, lows in the mid-50s, and no chance of rain. Currently in downtown Seattle, it's 68 degrees. And in sports briefly, Major League Baseball activity today. In the National League, Houston over Philadelphia, Montreal defeated Cincinnati, New York downed Atlanta, Chicago beat San Diego, San Francisco dumped St. Louis, and Los Angeles and Pittsburgh still playing. In the American, Oakland over Detroit, Baltimore beat Kansas City, Minnesota downed Boston, California beat Milwaukee, New York took Chicago, and Cleveland dumped Texas. In National Football League exhibitions, Buffalo 28, Detroit 7, Miami 21, Green Bay 10. Pittsburgh beat Washington 21-19. It's 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Welcome to our world of mystery and the macabre. How much do you know about rats? About as much as I did, I suppose, before I heard of the strange crimes at the Meriwether Research Institute. It all began with certain experiments on a strain of rat known in scientific circles as Rattus novigicus, and ended with death.
Gray.
What?
The rat. Can the rat get out of that cage?
And?
On what?
Whether Wayne told the truth about Atticus being able to slip the latch on the cage.
If he did, what happens to us? Gray.
Don't think about it, Doris. Don't think about it. Our mystery drama, The Rat, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by George Lowther and stars Michael Wager. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Pardon me, miss.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what happens this time of year?
Rhubarb reaches its peak.
Nope.
Muskmelon reaches its peak.
No, no.
Oh, does it in any way involve something reaching its peak?
No, not really.
Oh.
What happens this time of year is that you can get a really outstanding deal on Buick's small but surprisingly elegant Apollo. And with what's happening to prices, you may never have a better chance to buy a Buick, huh?
Hey, I know what happens.
Yeah?
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't thought of that.
Sure, I've heard that phrase, give to the college of your choice. Good idea. And I know all colleges need more money, what with inflation and all. It's just that since I graduated, I've been so busy, not just with my career, but with the community affairs, too, I haven't found the time to reevaluate.
Take the time now and give more to the college of your choice. Now.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
May I help you, sir?
One hair shirt, please, one bed of nails, and that cat of nine tails for self-flagellation.
What's your rush? Why try for sainthood in 1 weekend?
It's not that. It's just that my old hair shirt is at the cleaners. My bed is getting dull, and my whip has been going soft on me.
You punish yourself a great deal.
I get what's coming to me.
But isn't it a bit overmuch?
Well, I deserve more than I ever get.
One cat of nine tails coming up. And do you want a bed of nails with or without the saw?
Cancel your appointments for self-punishment. Break the whip. You have no right to treat one of God's creatures, you, in that way. He forgives you. Forgive yourself. A nudge toward self-respect from the Mennonite churches.
Still there? Good. I admire your nerve. All right, then. Come along with me to the laboratory of Dr. Grayson Carter, behavioral scientist at the Meriwether Research Institute. As you see, in that cage there, which covers one wall of the laboratory, are about 150 rats. Big, too, aren't they? That handsome, dark-haired man in the white coat is Dr. Carter. And as you can hear, he's dictating a report.
Report to Dr. Christopher Morton from Dr. Grayson Carter concerning experiment number 17 on Rutus norvegicus. As you know, my entire theory is based on my conviction that of the 2,000 rat species in the world, the Muridae rat, especially the brown rat of Norway, Rutus norvegicus, is the most intelligent. Although they originated in Asia Minor, they have spread throughout the world. As you know, my...
Oh, sorry, Gray. You're dictating.
Oh, it's okay, darling. Come on in.
I can't stay long. I'm going to the hospital to bring Wayne home.
Oh, so soon. Quick recovery, I'd say.
It wasn't really a bad attack this time.
Oh? Doris, he couldn't move. He was absolutely paralyzed with pain.
When his back goes out like that and the muscle spasms, he is helpless, yes, and sometimes it takes weeks in traction for him to recover, but sometimes only a few days.
Doris, you are going to go through with it.
Tell him I want a divorce so I can marry you. Yes. But I'm sure he'll refuse.
I want you for my wife. And I want the world to know it. If Wayne refuses to give you a divorce...
Gray?
Oh, it's Attila again.
Attila?
That big fellow there, the one bigger than the rest.
Oh, good heavens, he is Gray. He's killing that other rat.
Attila! Stop! Here. There. That'll calm him down.
What is that stuff you threw into the cage?
Blood feed.
Blood feed?
Kind of rough animal feed mixed with blood.
Oh.
The rats love it. I use it as a reward. When a rat learns to do something, perform some little task or trick, I reward him with a pan of feed.
Are they as intelligent as you thought?
Well, I'm not sure intelligence is the word. Cunning. Yeah, that's it. Resourceful. Cunning and resourceful. At this point in my experiments, I'm inclined to think that a rat can figure out a way to do anything. Well, within reason, of course. If there's something to be gained by it.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, for example, you see that billiard ball in the cage?
Yes.
Attila's learned, and so some of the others, but he's the smartest. He's learned to push that ball up that trough and then to maneuver it into that hole at the top. When it goes through the hole, it drops to the bottom of the tube and triggers the opening of that trapdoor. And what do you suppose is behind that trapdoor?
Don't tell me. They're feed.
You learn fast, too. Yeah. Let me see if I can teach you something you'll enjoy learning.
Oh, Gray. Gray, darling. You're a wonderful teacher.
I'm sorry to interfere with
Wayne.
Your love-making.
You look surprised, my dear.
I was coming to the hospital to pick you up. You knew that.
Wayne, let me make one thing clear.
Oh, don't bother, Gray. What's been going on between you and my wife is very clear.
Wayne...
You really think you've managed to cover up your little game of illicit love?
There is nothing illicit.
Oh, isn't there? You steal my wife just as you stole the Schuyler Award for research you
stole
went for me.
The award? What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't know? Well, I suppose that's scarcely surprising.
Oh, now look, Wayne.
Now get your hands off. Oh.
Wayne.
My back. That's okay. Oh. Just a sudden twinge, thanks to you, Gray.
I'm sorry if I caused you any pain. I just want to tell you that...
Oh, you'll tell me nothing. I'll tell you. You stole my wife. You stole the award. But there's something you're not going to steal because I've got the inside track. The directorship of this institute.
Wayne, I have no interest in becoming director of this institute.
Good. Because you won't get it. I will. I'm going to our apartment, Doris. I'll expect you there in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Or else.
What did he mean, or else?
Nothing. He's just upset.
He meant something. I want to know what. That bruise on your cheek a few weeks ago, you didn't get it from a fall.
No.
Oh, that dirty...
Gray, please.
You're going to leave me. Divorce or no divorce.
We'll see, darling. We'll see. We can't go on like this.
I'm not going on with anything. I'm entirely happy with things as they are. Or will be once I get rid of Dr. Grayson Carter.
Get rid of him?
Oh, I don't mean kill him. Morton has promised me I'll take his place as director once he retires. That'll be soon. As director of the Institute, my first action will be to fire Grayson Carter.
You can't do that.
Oh, I can do more than that. I'll not only bounce him, but I'll so dirty his reputation it'll end his career.
How could you possibly dirty Gray's reputation?
Oh, that's very simple, by spreading the word that he's a wife stealer.
What?
That he turned a loving wife, my loving wife, into a cheap, lying...
You...
Don't you ever do that again, Doris, or you'll regret that. A lot worse than you did the last time.
You lay a hand on me
I'll
again.
I'll lay more than a hand on you, and you'd better keep that in mind. Now, there will be no divorce. You don't love me? I couldn't care less. But you're not going to love anyone else either, and that means beginning now, you're to stop seeing Grayson Carter.
I will not stop seeing Gray.
Oh, I think you will. For his sake, if not yours. I've told you what I intend to do to him once I become director. But I could do even more than that.
I don't see how you could do that.
I don't intend to tell you. But there is one way you can find out. Just keep seeing him. Just keep letting him take you in his arms. Fondling you, kissing you.
You're hurting me.
I could kill you and him along with you. I could... You filthy little fraud. Dr. Cheney here.
Chris Morton, Wayne.
Oh, yes, Chris.
I heard you were coming home from the hospital today, and I'm anxious to talk to you. Would it be convenient to come right over to my office?
Well, it certainly would. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
See you then.
Well, it's come quicker than I thought. Morton wants to see me in his office, and right now. Unless I miss my guest, the next time you see me, I'll be the director of Meriwether Institute. And your love will be on his way down the drain.
Come. Oh, good to see you, Wayne. Come in, come in.
Thank you, Chris.
Sit down, sit down. How are you feeling?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Back okay?
Oh, yes. A few days in traction always does the trick.
Well, not always. There have been times when it took 2, sometimes 3 weeks.
No, never that long.
Well, now, what I wanted to see you about...
I think I know.
If anyone deserves promotion, you do. And we have talked about your becoming director.
As I made clear to you, Chris, I'm your man.
Yes, you are. Or to put it more accurately, you were.
Were?
I'm as sorry as I can be, but the board turned you down.
Well, how could they? Well, you say you recommended. I was your first choice.
That's true.
Well, nobody carries more weight than you.
The board does, I'm afraid. I'm also afraid that your record was against you.
My back problem?
Yes.
Well, what the hell has my back problem got to do with my ability as director?
Not your ability, but your... Well, your disability, you might say.
To kick me aside just because I've got a trick back?
There was another reason.
Well, what other reason?
Well, they felt, and really, Wayne, I've got to go along with this. They felt it would be useful to the Institute, you know, helpful in the political and social way, fundraising and all that, to have a man in the director's chair with as much prestige as possible.
Prestige? I've got any number of doctorates, books I've written, discoveries.
True, very true. But you don't have the Schuyler Award for research. Grayson Carter does. Ooh, what is it, Wayne? Wayne, you've gone as white as a sheet. Are you ill?
Grayson Carter. They chose Grayson Carter?
Yes.
And you agreed?
It wouldn't have served any purpose to disagree.
But you agreed. After assuring me that I'd replace you, after promising me the job...
Oh, now, I don't remember promising.
You did. Right here in this office, you promised me.
Wayne, my dear fellow...
You'll regret this. I promise you, you'll regret it. And I'll keep my promise. You wait and see.
Wayne! Morton?
Grayson Carter, Chris.
Oh, yes, Gray.
That didn't wake you up or something, did I?
Oh, no, gracious man, it's only 9 o'clock. But I have been lying here in my bedroom with the lights off. I've got a splitting headache.
Rough day?
Oh, I broke the news to Wayne this afternoon. He took it badly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, he'll get over it. What can I do for you, Gray?
Well, I was wondering if you'd listen to that last report of mine on Rattus norvegicus.
No, but I was just about to, actually. I got the tape recorder right here on my bedside table and was just about to turn it off.
Oh, fine. Listen, I'm anxious to get your reaction. Could you call me when you finish?
Of course. How long is the tape?
Oh, 20 minutes thereabouts.
I'll call you back, Gray.
Report to Dr. Christopher Morton from Dr. Grayson Carter on experiment number 17 for Rattus norvegicus. Chris, as you know, my entire theory is based on my conviction that of the 2,000 rat species in the world...
What in the world is that?
...a rat, especially the brown
something
rat...
Something in the room. Rattus norvegicus. Turn on the light.
...is the most intelligent.
Good Lord! It's a rat! The biggest I've ever...
...eliminating many other species.
Even as Dr. Christopher Morton listens to Dr. Grayson Carter's report on his experiment with rats, Attila, largest and most cunning of all, flings himself at Morton's throat. Trouble lies ahead, and stark terror. I'll be back shortly with Act Two.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
For heaven's sake, this store won't give me back my $25 for the ice skates. All they would give me is this credit slip, and they don't even have any more skates in my size. Oh, what am I going to do?
Madam, not all stores make cash refunds on returns, you know.
Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau. You know, only some stores will make refunds because it's their policy to do so, not because they're required to do so. And if I were you, I'd use the credit slip and get myself something else. And next time, remember, find out about a store's policy on refunds and exchanges before you buy.
I guess you're right.
Well, you know, it's just another tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life and be free and see. Where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here? I finished with school, but what lies ahead? Don't want to get trapped, want to feel free instead.
The New Navy. You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the New Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Suppose it was Dr. Wayne Cheney who put Attila the Rat in Dr. Morton's bedroom? Almost bet on it myself. He certainly had the motive. His insane jealousy of Dr. Grayson Carter, plus Carter being appointed director of the Meriwether Institute instead of himself. But how could he have transported the rat to Dr. Morton's bedroom? Seems to be a question that bothers Lieutenant Enright of the police, too.
Sit down, gentlemen. And thank you for coming here to headquarters. I'd have come to the Institute, but frankly, I'm up to my ears in emergency police work.
I'm happy to cooperate, Lieutenant.
Of course. I asked both of you here because the two of you were closer to Dr. Morton than anyone else. But I especially asked you, Dr. Carter, because, well, it was one of your rats that killed Dr. Morton.
A tragedy I don't expect to get over, Lieutenant.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to a report here made out by Sergeant James of Homicide, when he and his squad arrived at the Institute last night, you had apparently captured the rat and returned it to its cage. Is that so?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, there isn't much to tell. Wait. Dr. Cheney heard Dr. Morton's screams and...
Now, hold it a second. How did you hear the screams, Dr. Cheney? Were you in Dr. Morton's house?
No, I happened to be passing it on my way to the Institute Library. I want to tell you, or maybe you know, Morton lived alone except for a housekeeper, and she was out for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I found that out later, of course. Well, anyhow, I was passing the house, heard the screams, rushed in and up to his bedroom.
Go on, please.
And it's all so horrible. The rat, that monster of a rat, was on him, tearing at his throat. I can't go on, I'm sorry.
What did you do?
Well, the only thing I could do... He phoned me. I rushed over, of course, and... well, captured Attila.
How'd you manage to do that?
I've been working with these rats for months now, studying their behavioral patterns, their emotional reactions and so on. My experiments have included rewards for certain actions I've taught them to perform.
Actions? You mean tricks?
Well, yes, you could call them tricks, I guess, but they're really experiments in Rodentia IQ, the intelligence quotient of rats.
Pretty smart, I understand, rats.
I'm discovering they're even smarter than I thought.
Have you any idea how this, this Attila got into Dr. Morton's bedroom? Well, do you?
Yes. He was put there. He couldn't have gotten there any other way.
Mind explaining?
My laboratory is in the Institute building, and the building is across the square from Dr. Morton's house. Someone must have opened the big rat cage, lured Attila into a portable cage, carried him to Dr. Morton's house, and released him in Morton's bedroom.
For the purpose of killing Dr. Morton?
Yes.
Have you any idea as to who wanted to kill Dr. Morton?
Well, yes, I do.
Who?
I can't tell you that. It's only a suspicion I have, and...
He suspects me. Oh, you needn't look so surprised. Morton promised me the directorship of the Institute and broke his promise by giving it to you. So who'd have a better motive than me, The whole Institute knows you seduced my wife, stole her affection.
Shut up, Wayne.
We're making love to all.
I'm warning you.
Hold it, both of you. I'm sorry. If I'd known things were like this between you, I'd have interviewed you separately. You've told me all you can at this point. Thank you for coming. Dr. Carter?
Yes?
I'd take special security measures with those rats of yours from now on.
Dr. Carter. Oh, hello, Mr. Berkowitz. Okay. Aaron, then. Guess I'm not used to calling board chairmen by their first names. Yes? Well, I hate to wash up the experiment when it's only a few weeks short of completion. Well, I know it's been a month since Dr. Morton's death, but... You know, I have spent as much time as possible doing my job as director. Come in, Doris. Aaron, I couldn't agree more. Well, look, let me think about it, will you? I'll get back to you later today, right? Doris, sweetheart.
Gray, dear.
That was Aaron Berkowitz, chairman of the Board of Trustees. The board feels I'm not giving enough time to my duties as director.
You're knocking yourself out. And you look tired and worried.
Worried? No.
Yes, you are. I can tell. What is it?
Well, to be honest, there's something going on here in the lab. It puzzles me. I don't understand it.
What?
I think someone's getting in here at night and... tampering with the rats.
Tampering?
Doing something. I don't know. The rats seem to be keyed up on edge. Especially Attila.
Any rats give me the shakes, but Attila... How could anyone except you get in here? You had that special lock put on the door after Dr. Morton's death.
I know, but... Oh, I... Someone could have a key made, I suppose.
But why? Who would want to come in here? Secretly, I mean. For what reason?
Wayne.
Gray. I know you think he killed Dr. Morton.
I am sure he did, Doris. Trouble is, I can't prove it. I can't prove he's the one who's prowling around in here when I'm gone either. But I'm pretty sure it is him.
Oh, Gray, why don't you give up this whole thing? This whole experiment, these rats... Suppose I got out of that cage while you were here. 150...
Oh, hey, darling, cool it. 150 rats aren't getting out of any cage. Not while I'm here.
One of them did. Attila did.
He did not get out. He was taken out. Look here, let me show you why it's impossible.
Greg, please, I'd rather...
I want you to stop worrying. Now, see this bolt?
Yes.
Well, it's on the outside of the cage. The only way to open this door is for someone to slide the bolt back, like so.
Well, but couldn't a rat... You say they're so clever.
A rat reach through the bars and slide the bolt. Well, I guess so.
Well?
But he'd have to be taught to do it, just the way I've taught them to do other things. Honey, I am not teaching a rat how to slide the bolt back.
Well... I'll be glad when this whole experiment is over and done with and you're safe behind your desk in the director's office.
Oh, stop worrying, Doris. About the rats, anyway. We've got other things to worry about. Did you ask Wayne for a divorce again?
Yes. And he just laughed at me.
I guess I'm just going to have this out with him.
But there's nothing you can do. He's my husband.
He's got to give you a divorce.
He won't. No, he won't.
Is he at home now?
Yes, at least he was when I left. Why?
Come on. We'll see him together.
Wait a minute.
I am not waiting another second. This thing has dragged on long enough.
Drop dead, Grain.
Oh, Wayne, be reasonable.
Reasonable? You ask me to be reasonable?
Wayne, I don't love you anymore. I love Gray, so what's the use of our being...
There's no use. No use at all. I'd be happy to be rid of you. Happy to give you a divorce, except that would make you happy. If there's one thing in this world I'll do everything to prevent, it's your happiness.
What kind of a man are you?
I detest you. I say it calmly because I have to. My doctor has made it very clear to me that extreme emotion, especially anger, can bring on another back seizure.
And what about hate?
Oh, I find hating you decidedly comforting, my dear. It gives me greater pleasure than you'll ever know. In fact, I hate you so much... Well, yes, why not? I might even give you a divorce.
Oh, don't play games.
I'm not playing games. I might just give Doris her freedom.
All right. Why?
Why? Because I know what her life with you will be like. I know you for what you are, Gray. A self-centered character who has only one interest in life, himself. And when she married you, once you got what you wanted, she'd find out what you're really like. No better than those rats of yours.
I ignore your insults for what they are. To me, nothing. Are you serious about giving Doris her freedom?
I'll think about it. Now, if you don't mind, I'll ask you to leave.
I'll see you to the door. Gray, can he possibly mean it?
I don't trust him. One way of making us miserable would be to raise our hopes and then dash them to the ground. Don't get your hopes too high. Goodbye, dear.
How can you bear to leave him out of your sight?
Wayne, did you mean it? Will you give me a divorce?
I said I'd think about it, didn't I?
But did you mean it?
Did I mean it? Why, yes, I meant it. It is possible that were I to give you your freedom to marry him, you'd come to loathe each other in very little time.
I'd take my chances.
Of course, because you're in love. So madly in love. But now another thought strikes me. And it's a thought I don't relish at all.
What thought? Wayne... What thought?
The thought that you might be right and I wrong. That if you married Gray, you might spend the rest of your life deliriously happy. I couldn't have that. Could I?
Wayne? Are you all right? Wayne?
I'm thinking... You asked me if I would think it over, and that's what I'm doing, thinking it over.
Oh.
I'm not only thinking it over, I've come to a decision.
And what is your decision?
No.
What do you want?
Your death.
My
death. You didn't see Dr. Morton when that rat Attila was finished with him.
Oh, no.
You didn't see the throat.
Oh, stop it.
And all done by one rat.
Oh.
Think what two rats could do. Or 10. Or 150.
What are you saying? Oh. You're the one. You've been in Gray's lab at night.
Yes. Yes, of course.
What were you doing there?
Well, what do you do with rats? If the celebrated behavioral scientist, Dr. Grayson Carter, is to be taken seriously, you teach them tricks. I have been teaching them tricks. A correction. I have been teaching one of them a trick.
What kind of trick?
Oh, I hate to admit this, but Gray is absolutely right. Rats are clever. One of them is, anyhow.
What?
The one I lured into a portable cage with the special feed and transported to the bedroom of our late Dr. Morton.
You...
Well, who else? You know it. Gray knows it. I'm quite sure that even Lieutenant Enright knows it. But none of you can prove it.
Oh. What are you going to do?
Kill you. Or rather, they are.
They?
The rats.
Clearly, the warped and twisted brain of Dr. Wayne Cheney has devised a horrible death for his estranged wife, Doris. In a few moments, we'll learn how he plans to use those rats. I'll be back shortly with Act Three.
Ever see a beer drinker pour his beer real easy down the side of the glass? Maybe you do it yourself. If so, the Budweiser Brewmaster thinks you're missing something, especially if you're a Budweiser drinker. You see, Bud is brewed, so it will kick up a healthy head of foam. Exclusive Beechwood aging and natural carbonation make it a lively brew. Well, anyway, pouring Bud plunk down the middle of the glass helps bring out the best in the clean white Budweiser foam and real beer aroma. It also helps you get the full benefit of a taste, smoothness, and drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Remember, brewing beer right does make a difference. Next time, pour that Budweiser right down the middle and see for yourself. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
You're still with me? Good. Well, now, I'd say that Dr. Wayne Cheney has come unhinged, wouldn't you? No man in his right mind would plan to murder his wife by using rats. Excuse me, one rat, Attila. Now, just how he intends to use Attila, I don't know. You? Well, let's find out together.
Midnight, Doris. The time has come. More properly, your time has come.
Wayne, please, come to your senses.
Move.
No.
I have ways of making you, you know that.
All too well. You can twist my arm, bend my fingers, use any of those sadistic grips you have. I will... Oh.
Change your mind, my darling?
Oh.
Does it?
Oh. Oh, please. Yes, please, stop.
That's better. There's a coil of rope in the closet. Get it.
Yes.
Very good. Bring it along. I warn you, if you try anything on your way to the laboratory, I'll make you wish for death.
realized I have a key to this new lock?
Well, I won't keep it a secret from you, Doris. Husbands and wives should have no secrets from each other. Uh-oh, I forgot. You don't go along with that. You believe in keeping secrets from your husband. Secrets of illicit love.
Wayne, you're wrong. You're so wrong.
You deny the two of you were meeting secretly?
Not secretly.
Making love secretly?
No.
Did you enjoy being crushed in his arms?
Oh, stop it. It was nothing like that. You've let your imagination invent things that never happened. You... Wait, what are you doing?
Oh, just tying you up.
No.
Why do you think you brought the rope?
Wayne! What are you going to do?
I am going to do nothing. The rats will do it all. Now, hold still. I want to be sure your wrists are securely tied behind your back. Oh, I almost forgot. I promised to tell you how I got a key to the lock.
I don't care how you managed to get it.
Oh, but you should. Without a key, I never could have done the remarkable thing. Yes, the very remarkable thing I've done. All right, now to tie your feet together.
No.
At the ankles.
No.
See, all I did was simple. All I did was call in a locksmith the day Gray went to a board of trustees meeting. I merely said I'd lost the key and needed another. Simple as that. Oh, sorry. But I must bind you tightly. There we go. That should hold you.
Wait.
Now, we'll just place you on the floor.
Oh, no, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear, if the floor is cold. But you won't be chilly long. Not very long, anyhow.
Wait. Listen to me. I beg you, please.
What the hell is going on in here?
Gray!
Doris!
Help me, Gray!
Doris!
What are you doing here at this hour? Checking the lab at odd hours to catch whoever's been prowling around here?
Hey, what do I...
Are you... Doris, come here! You try to get up, Gray, and I'll brain you with this chair.
You...
You killed him.
I hope not.
You killed him.
I don't want to be done out of the pleasure. No. He's not dead. He's breathing. Got to get him tied up, too, before he comes around.
You're going to kill us both.
Oh, hardly an opportunity to be missed, my darling. Maybe there is some justice.
Oh.
There now. His wrists tied behind his back. Now for his ankles.
Oh.
I better hurry. He's coming, too.
You...
Now you move, and I'll belt you again.
What?
There we go. Neatly tied up, the two of you. Now, isn't this a pretty sight? The lover and the unfaithful wife trapped.
Horace, he's out of his mind. He brought me here to kill me. He intends to have the rats kill me.
You are crazy.
There's no sense trying to free yourself. You're tied securely, and so is my unfaithful wife. You wish to be parted from me, my dear? You wish to dissolve our union so you could be united with your lover? You shall be united. In death.
What?
Beginning now.
What?
Something I learned from you. Doctor, your experiments gave me the weapons with which to kill you both.
How?
You claimed that rats are animals of superior intelligence, and to prove it, and you did prove it, you experimented with these monsters in the cage for months, true?
Go on.
Well, you proved that rats do think. You proved that a rat can be taught, within reason, to figure out a problem for himself, if it resulted in a reward.
I know all that. Go on.
Oh? Are you in a hurry to die? I'm sorry, that doesn't fit into my plan. Oh, no. I'm going to make you suffer. You're going to be torn apart by rats. Those rats. All of them.
Gray. Oh, Gray.
Wayne, you seem to have forgotten something, Wayne.
Oh, have I?
Let those rats out of the cage and they'll attack you too.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Wouldn't I have said to myself, Wayne, the moment you slip the bolt on that door and the rats come pouring out, they'll attack you too. But I did think of it. And would you believe it? I solved the problem. No. Give credit where credit is due. You solved it, Ray. You proved what remarkable things a rat can do if spurred to do them for a reward. Clever. Very clever. Rats. Especially your friend. And mine. Attila.
You've been breaking into the lab secretly
to
and...
To conduct an experiment of my own. And following your methods, Gray, I succeeded in teaching Attila to perform a little trick. On command.
What little trick?
I taught him to slide back the bolt and open the door of the cage.
Oh, Gray.
Easy, darling. You're not making sense, Wayne.
You don't believe Attila can do it?
Yeah, he's smart enough to be taught to do it, but you couldn't have taught him because once he'd learned, he could open the cage anytime he wanted to.
Ah, no. You're forgetting your own theory. A rat performs only for a reward. Always there must be that reward. Attila will slide the bolt back only after it has been smeared with feed. And I give him the command. Shall I demonstrate?
Wait, don't do this. Listen, let us go. I promise you. Wait, I promise you.
Promise what?
Anything. Anything you want. Anything. Wait.
I want your death. And his. And I want it to be so terrifying that you'll die a thousand deaths before the final one. A blood feed.
Wayne, let Doris go. Kill me, but let her go.
First, I smear this feed on the bolt of the door. What do you see? You see, Gray? Your friend Attila knows what it's all about. You see how he runs back and forth, pawing at the door? But he won't touch that bolt. Oh, no, not till I give the command.
Gray, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, may I draw your attention to that large sack of feed there on the shelf. You know what I'm going to do with that? Do you? I'm going to get that sack and pour the feed it contains over you. Over both of you. The sack's heavy. You may be interested to know that once I give the command to open the bolt, it takes Attila about 5 minutes to get it open, My back.
Gray.
My back.
Gray, he's had one of his seizures. He's frog on the floor.
He's through the sack. The feed is all over him.
I can't move. I'm paralyzed. I can't move.
Oh, thank the Lord. He didn't give Attila the command.
He did. The food did.
Why? I didn't give any command.
Why is it Attila pointing at the bolt? Why is he trying to slide it back?
No.
I didn't give a command. I couldn't have.
What was the command, Wayne? What was it? Something as simple as open the bolt?
You fool! You said it!
Once I give the command to open the bolt, you said it'll take until about 5 minutes to get it open.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
I did say it. I did.
He is?
Help me. Oh, help me. Help me.
How can we? We can't even help ourselves.
Doris, can you throw over on your side?
On my side?
I'll try to maneuver through back. Maybe. Just maybe I can move my fingers enough to open them. Not like your wrist.
Can you do it?
You have to try. We've got to.
The rats.
Try.
The rats. Listen to them. Listen to them.
Gray.
They know what's happening. They'll come for me. For me. I'm covered with feet. They'll tear me to bits.
Doris, don't move. Keep your hands still while I work at that knob.
He's sliding that bolt. And the rats, they're
all at the front of the cage near the door. They can't wait to get out. To get at us.
Another minute.
Help me! Help me!
Doris, try to move your hands. Can you?
No!
I hope still then.
Great!
You hope still?
It's too late.
What?
It's too late. The cage is over.
And that's it, Lieutenant. That's about all there is to tell.
I'm amazed you got out at all.
The rats, every one of them went for the feed Wayne was covered with. And, of course, Wayne...
If only we could have done something to save him.
What could you have done? If you'd wasted any time once you got untied, you'd never made it out of there alive.
That is for sure.
Well, it's over now.
Oh.
I'm not a vengeful man, but I must say your husband got what he deserved. He used a rat to murder Dr. Morton and was murdered himself in the same way. One thing, Dr. Carter.
Yes?
I hope you're finished with your experiments.
I am. No time for experiments now. I'm going to be much too busy as director of the Institute and...
And what?
And as your husband, sweetheart.
And surely they deserved happiness, those two. The fates had thrown them a pretty horrible and terrifying curve. The kind few of us are ever called on to face. At least I hope we aren't. But you never know, do you? I'll be back shortly.
Say, do you know what happens this time of year?
The swallows come back to Capistrano.
Nope.
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio?
No.
Bulldogs all over the world begin to shed?
Not even close.
Oh.
This, my friend, is the time of year when you can get a super little deal on the practical but elegant Buick Apollo. And just between you and me, it may very well be the best chance you'll ever have to buy a Buick.
I could have sworn this was Buzzard Day in Hinckley.
Once upon a time, there came to pass a new law. And great changes came over the people. They were happy and busied themselves at work they enjoyed. They were kind to the earth, and it gave back to them. No one had to lock doors or put fences around their land. Everyone had enough to eat. The sick and the aged were cared for. The people stood proud and tall.
In the land of make-believe, there were no poor. The Campaign for Human Development is working to make the same thing happen in our real world.
Campaign for Human Development, United States Catholic Conference.
You'll be glad to know that Doris and Gray are happily married now, and the parents of twins. Doris is kept very busy being a mother, and Gray has his hands full as director of the Institute. He keeps hoping he'll find time one of these days to continue with some research. But rest assured, it won't be with rats. Our cast included Michael Wager, Joan Loring, Ralph Bell, and Bob Caliban. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Don't do it, lady.
What?
Drink from that. Or even wash your face.
I was only looking at my reflection in it. May I ask who you are, sir?
Oh, forgive me. Miss Pynchon has not mentioned me.
Mr. Holgrave, the boarder.
The same, at your service. And you must be Miss Phoebe. Which gable is yours?
Oh, my window is the one. Perhaps it is more seemly to ask the question of you, sir.
By all means. I count mine the seventh, since it is by all odds the most remote and separate. See, up yonder, beyond the eaves.
You live there all alone?
A question hard to answer, Miss Phoebe.
Why?
In the house of the seven gables... Is anyone truly alone? It's hard to tell whether the rats outnumber the ghosts or vice versa.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
News next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. The weather outlook, cooling trend, with night and morning low cloudiness, but sunny afternoons over the weekend. The highs, the mid-70s, lows in the mid-50s, and no chance of rain. Currently, it's 68 degrees in downtown Seattle at 11 o'clock.
CBS News. Officials in Yugoslavia say at least 100 people were killed and 150 others injured Friday night in a passenger train derailment in northern Yugoslavia. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Officials say all 8 cars of an international express train derailed and overturned near Zagreb, the second largest city in Yugoslavia. Most of the victims were foreigners, many of them vacationers, returning to West Germany. Yugoslav officials say the cars careened along for several hundred yards after overturning and tore down overhead power lines. A spokesman for the Austrian railways in Vienna says most of the victims were electrocuted when the cables hit the coaches. Zagreb television described the crash scene as horrible, with smashed coaches scattered all around. A police spokesman said it was the worst accident in the history of the Yugoslav railroads. More news in a moment.
Are you sure you want to take a sloppy Joe for lunch, Bobby?
Yes, Mom.
No, Bobby. Not unless you take a soap and water to go, too.
Soap and water? In my lunch pail? It'll ruin everything.
When you want soap and water to go, you want wash and dry. They refresh while you scrub, get you clean like soap and water, and they don't fall apart like napkins can.
You mean wash and dry can do anything soap and water can do?
That's right.
Let me see you blow bubbles with it.
Wash and dry. Soap and water to go.
I'm Win Elliott for Sports Central USA.
And I'm Jeff Scott with Weekend on Wheels.
Every Saturday and Sunday, Jeff and I are here with sports reports to keep you sports fans in the know. Jeff rounds up all the late news in the auto field, and he brings you reports from the top auto raceways around the world and here at home. I bring you 10 broadcasts throughout the weekend covering all the sports action. Listen for Weekend on Wheels, Sports Central USA, every weekend on the CBS Radio Network.
UPI says it has learned that the Pentagon will recommend to President Ford that conditional amnesty be granted to draft evaders and deserters. The report says the Defense Department will suggest that those who fled be required to reaffirm allegiance to the United States and be willing to put in 18 months of alternative service. UPI says the amnesty program would allow as many as 28,000 men to come home. The United States Friday night returned to Canada, a U.S. Army deserter who was arrested last Saturday. U.S. officials admitted that the man, Ronald Anderson, was actually on Canadian soil when he was arrested near the Washington state border with British Columbia. In Douglas, British Columbia, Don Rosenblum, Anderson's lawyer, had this to say about his release.
We're very happy to have him back. He's reunited with his wife and family, and that is the end of the story in respect to his detention in the United States. I'm sure he will be going back to his occupation as a carpenter in his hometown of Mission in British Columbia.
The Canadian government had made a formal request to the United States for Anderson's return. President Ford met Friday with officials of the American Medical Association to discuss proposals for a national health insurance program. Later, CBS News spoke with AMA President Dr. Malcolm Todd, who says he doubts Congress will approve such a plan during the current session.
I do not think there will be a national health insurance bill coming out of this session of the Congress, but I do think we'll have one It'll be passed by the 94th Congress and have something ready for implementation about mid-July 76. As far as the administration itself is concerned, I think that they are anxious to see a program be developed as quickly as possible.
Despite the administration's high priority on health insurance legislation, the issue has bogged down recently in Congress. President Ford and members of his family went to Camp David, Maryland Friday night. They plan to spend the Labor Day weekend at the presidential retreat. The future of American military bases in Greece is unclear at this hour, but the Greek government on Friday announced that it is reclaiming sovereignty over all its territory, including 7 American military bases that are on Greek soil. The action was triggered by the failure of the NATO countries to halt the Turkish invasion of Cyprus. Exactly what will happen now to the U.S. bases was left up in the air, but there are reports that the Athens government might permit the American bases to stay in Greece outside of the framework of the NATO alliance. Now this. Right now, you can get True Value Hardware Store's finest latex paints at special low prices. Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that True Test Supreme Latex House Paint is just $7.44 a gallon. And True Test Supreme Satin Hue Interior Latex is just $6.99 a gallon. The house paint comes in 24 earth tone Jamestown colors and white. It protects and wears like a fine oil-based paint. Yet it's latex, so it's easy to apply and easy to clean up after. The interior flat latex comes in 48 colors and white. It goes on smoothly without dripping or painty odor. True Test Supreme Latex House Paint, just $7.44 a gallon. Satin Hue Interior Latex, just $6.99 a gallon. True Value Hardware Stores make True Test paints in their own factories. They know their reputation as paint specialists depends on the quality of that paint. Get True Test paints at special low prices now during the Labor Day paint sale, exclusively at participating True Value Hardware Stores. Believe it or not, Henry Kissinger is taking a vacation. The hardworking Secretary of State decided to get away this Labor Day weekend. Kissinger and his wife Nancy arrived Friday night in the Virgin Islands. They plan 5 days of relaxation in the sun. But you might have guessed it, the State Department says during his stay in the Virgin Islands, Secretary Kissinger intends to do a considerable amount of work. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time is 6 minutes past 11. And now, back to more of the bright and beautiful music from KIXI.
someone recently and you don't know he will last. He could do something mean and boom, you hate him.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him, to listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song. I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he'd found my letters and read each one out loud. I prayed that he would finish, but he just kept right on, strumming my painless fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly.
my butt. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Times I've let you down, so many times I've played around. I'll tell you now, they didn't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring